listening to Organizational Psychology. I'm your host, Katie Morris, and this is episode number one. Our topic today is Organizational Psychology. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast, and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. The Alliant California School of Professional Psychology can help you become part of this growing field and earn a master's or doctorate. This specialized and rapidly growing career path is aimed at people interested in organizational psychology, the study of human behavior and the psychology of the organization. According to the American Psychological Association (APA), industrial organizational psychology, also known as IO psychology, is a specialized field of psychology that focuses on the study of human behavior and the psychology of the organization, as well as the development of psychological theories and principles for the management of organizations. The area is still relatively young. Its development began at the turn of the 20th century. Industrial organizational psychology is the branch of psychology that applies psychological theory and principles to organizations, and it is a field of study in organizational development and management. Industrial organizational psychologists perform a variety of tasks, including examining workers' attitudes and behaviors, evaluating companies, and conducting leadership training. Frequently referred to as IO psychology, the field focuses on improving understanding of human behavior and the psychology of the organization, as well as developing psychological theories and principles for the management of organizations. The overarching goal of the field is to research and understand human behavior in the workplace. Psychology tends to be interested in understanding the organizational climate and processes, optimizing human resources, and understanding human performance in the workplace. The courses cover a wide range of topics such as organizational psychology, organizational management, management theory, leadership, organizational psychology, social psychology, and management psychology. Courses in diploma psychology cover a wide range of topics, including management theory, leadership, organizational psychology, social psychology, and management psychology. As a rule, an attempt is made to tailor the program to the specific needs of the individual student and his or her specific subject area. Most graduate programs include clinical work and practical experience that would enable further training in this field. IO psychologists may find it necessary to have at least 1 or 2 years of clinical experience in their field, even though it is primarily about work. Related topics such as management theory, leadership, and organizational psychology, practitioner psychologists would have to maintain their credentials even after graduation, and certification requirements would vary from state to state. Although this does not result in licenses or certifications, the course meets industry standards and provides the necessary skills to apply psychological principles to corporate organizations and conduct doctoral courses. In the field of industrial and organizational psychology, you will learn to apply methods, insights, and theories of psychological research to organizational relationships in the real world. In this method, students learn how to collect and analyze data in a variety of settings. The MS Psychology curriculum offers a wide range of courses in the fields of business administration, management, organizational management, and management psychology, commonly referred to as O. Psychologists, industrial and organizational psychologists observe, analyze, interpret, and interpret human behavior in a professional environment. They use a variety of quantitative and qualitative methods to investigate the attitudes, and behaviors of workers and their relationships with other workers. By examining the attitudes and behavior of workers, they are able to recommend, create, and improve hiring practices and improve corporate performance. In the modern world, the success of a company is often determined by its employees and teams. Their knowledge and skills are used in almost every organization, including the economy, government, education, healthcare, finance, healthcare, and many other areas. Understanding how human behavior affects the workplace is an important part of industrial and organizational psychology, also known as O psychology. O psychologists examine factors that promote motivation, teamwork, and productivity, as well as management practices that improve employee performance. With their knowledge of human psychology and their understanding of organizational behavior, industrial organizational psychologists (IO) are able to improve organizational efficiency and processes, prepare the next generation of IO psychologists with a coordinated curriculum and prepare them for their careers in the field of industrial and organizational psychology. The Master in IO Psychology offered by the College of Humanities and Social Sciences offers students extensive practical experience in the field of industrial and organizational psychology. This online Master in Applied Psychology prepares you for your career as an industrial or organizational psychologist, as well as for a postdoctoral position in business psychology or other related fields. In the field of industrial and organizational psychology, you will learn how to apply your knowledge of psychology to understand human thinking, behavior, and organization, so that you can contribute to a better understanding of human behavior and its relationship to the economy. Practical experience in occupational psychology and business psychology will help you develop your understanding and knowledge of employee management and the structure of corporate organizations. In a company where employees are happy and healthy, the quality of life must be a priority and the organizational infrastructure must be strong. With these goals, you help to increase employee satisfaction, productivity, employee engagement, morale, job satisfaction, and productivity in the workplace. Thank you all for joining us again on Organizational Psychology. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it, most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go.